And so now I invite you to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so. Relax in your seat and prepare to move into that inner sanctuary of your own soul. It only takes a breath, a deep breath, to feel the peace that is always within you. So as you do, take a deep cleansing breath, hold it for a few seconds, and as you exhale, just release any human worries or fears or angst, any sadness, anything that might be blocking your receptivity to divine inspiration. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In the void, we affirm nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. And as you continue breathing in and breathing out, know that every breath is holy, every breath is divine, every breath takes you closer to the truth of your being. And now, in this merry state of consciousness, claim this season of Advent as the rebirth of your awareness of the indwelling Christ. Understand that God is real and present right here, right now, and always right where you are, Emmanuel. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of time." Contemplate this in your heart. You live and move and have your being enfolded in peace and perfect love. So in this blessed season, open your heart to the perfect peace of the Christ. Like Mary, believe it, cherish it, embrace it, and like Joseph, be prepared for spiritual inspiration to follow divine guidance and to put your feet to your prayers. This is the time to truly embody your divine identity, to claim it, and to live from the truth of your awakened self. And so I invite you now to bring into your mind's eye any prayer intention that you might have this morning, any goal or dream that has been calling you. Silently and faithfully, ask for guidance from the source of your being in the privacy of your soul. And ask what is yours to do, knowing that you will receive inspiration and divine guidance. Do this now for a few seconds in the silence. And now, dear God, sweet Spirit, our hearts are full of gratitude. We claim, like Joseph, the gifts of wisdom and understanding, understanding that is based on a pure and certain trust that because our goals and dreams are for the greater good, not only of ourselves but for the world, we are being guided to take what action we need to bring them about. For this blessing and the entire season of Advent, we are so grateful. We set the intention of peacefully and joyously preparing to celebrate the birth of our wayshower, Jesus Christ, as we also do our inner preparation to allow the awareness of Christ consciousness to be reborn in us. We focus our energy on being the light and the peace of the world. We claim this now in the deepest trust, knowing that through the goodness and grace of the eternal Christ, it is already so. And so it is. Amen. And we will now end our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.